Hey there guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. In today's video, I want to share with you a secret mind hack in order to make all your conversations with women go easier. At least the conversation with that one special woman in your life, because that's where we all get triggered the most, right? Well, about 3 years ago, and I'll start with a story. I'll get back to my point, promise. About 3 years ago, I had a men's meetup group, which I do every 2 weeks. This one was at a brew pub. And I had asked a friend of mine, we'll call her Margot, to come along. In this meetup, I wanted to bring a mature woman who I know was conscious. She had been evolving herself, doing a lot of work, and she was able to express herself in what she thought about men, emotions, and relationships in ways that were really, really interesting and very safe to listen to. I thought my guys would enjoy talking to a woman of her caliber. And so she agreed. She came, she was nervous, but she showed up. And for the next 2 hours, we had an amazing conversation. The guys were able to ask questions. She expressed herself so vulnerably and openly and honestly. It was really cool. The energy in the room was intense. And at one point, one of the younger guys, he was weeping. He wasn't bawling, but he was weeping. And Margot said to Joe, we'll call him, "What's the matter, Joe?" And he said, "I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I find you intoxicating." She goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "What I mean is that this whole energy that I feel like I could say anything to you. I feel like you kind of see who I am. You have a positive regard. You don't think I'm an idiot. You don't have a bad assumption about me. And I feel accepted. I just feel like I will never have this with a relationship with a girl in my generation. I don't think any of them are going to be able to do that with me like you are here." And she joined him in the watery eye fest that we were having. All the guys in the room knew what he meant. And so in this video, I want to tell you what it means when you feel that, when you feel heard and understood. And this is the mind hack. What Joe was saying was that Margot had a very positive regard for who he was. She assumed he was a kind man, a gentle man, a smart man, a feeling man, and a compassionate man. She had nothing but positive intention and positive regard for who she assumed him to be. That she didn't assume his intentions were evil or somehow had some bad feeling behind them. He felt comfortable. He felt safe because she came in granting every man in the room that intention, that she had a positive regard for who they were and what they stood for. That's the mind hack. You can give this gift to other people. One of the biggest reasons you have really tough conversations, arguments, and get triggered and go down the spiral of death with your woman is because you both have a negative regard for each other. You have an assumption, an underlying assumption that they are not meaning good things toward you, that they have a negative intent. You'll say things like, "What the hell was that supposed to mean?" or "What did you mean by that?" And so what I want you to do is understand the power of having positive regard for people is something that makes them feel incredibly accepted and incredibly safe. Now, this is a mind hack, right? I don't want you to fake this. You could fake that you have positive regard. If you're still triggered and feeling insecure and not confident, you can fake that you have it. But this isn't fakeable. Until you become truly confident, until you really understand your own value and your own well-being, your own confidence, self-esteem, until you get that, it's really, really hard to grant a positive regard for other people. That's why Margot was able to do it. She came in not needing anything from anybody. She wasn't searching for a validation or approval. She was good. And with that goodness, she was able to give the assumed intention of goodness to everybody in the room. And that made the whole room relax and open up. That's why it was so amazing. This is your mind hack. If you want to have really good conversations with people, especially the woman who triggers you the most, find a way to find the good in her. The assumption that what she means is good. Even if she says something mean, you have to understand that it was just something she said. It wasn't necessarily about you. Not everything she says is an attack on you. It's not meant to hurt you. So when you give people positive regard, positive intention, you assume the best in them. They show up sometimes the best in themselves. That's your mind hack for today. I hope you make use of it today, tonight, or tomorrow. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.